from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured Ukrainian lawmakers the United States will never recognize Russia's attempt to annex Crimea, a statement that drew an ovation in Parliament. Biden spoke to the Ukrainian Rada on Tuesday, just before concluding his visit to Ukraine. He assured lawmakers of U.S. support and condemned Russia's violation of the Minsk ceasefire agreement, designed to ease tensions over eastern Ukraine. The vice president also spoke of the Russians in eastern Ukraine.
Today, Russia is occupying sovereign Ukrainian territory. Let me be crystal clear. The United States does not, will not, never will recognize Russia's attempt to annex the Crimea.
President Biden also urged lawmakers to fight corruption, warning that the future of Ukraine is at stake. School children in Beijing stayed home and commuters exchanged their cars for public transportation as the Chinese capital's first ever red alert for pollution took effect. Residents wore protective masks as they walked through the thick haze of gray smog that shrouded Beijing's skyline. The alert ends Thursday when cold temperatures are expected to reduce smog levels. The United States has agreed with Singapore on a first deployment of the U.S. P-8 Poseidon spy plane in Singapore this month. It's a fresh risk to China over its pursuit of territorial claims in the South China Sea. In a joint statement after a meeting in Washington Monday, U.S. Defense Secretary Carter and the Singapore Defense Minister welcomed the deployment. VOA News.